relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
What we witnessed takes us back hundreds of years. What we witnessed was worse than what we witnessed in slavery. Cowboys with their reins again, whipping black people, Haitians, into the water where they're scrambling and falling down.
Worse than slavery. Hi. I wonder if you're a black listener to America First or a black voter, what you think of Maxine Waters saying the photographs of Customs and Border Patrol agents using the reins of their horse's bridle to steer their animals and protect them from illegal aliens who aren't American citizens is worse than slavery. Now, I'm no historian, but I've seen Roots, which, by the way, if you're not familiar, was a lie. The author had to admit that he made it up. You know, Kunta Kinte, not actually a real story. But the imagery is accurate, if not the individual person and the story. Slavery involved the selling of human beings by black Africans to white traders, they're being carried over the seas in the insides of ships in truly inhuman conditions, worse than any prison, with disastrous survival rates, to arrive on the shores of America and many other countries, Brazil as well. Brazil had more slaves per capita than America ever did. I wonder why Brazilians don't have inherent racism in their culture like we are told we have here thanks to the purveyors of CRT. And then they were treated by mostly Southern Democrats owning their plantations as chattel, a fancy word which means property. Like a horse, like a donkey, like a mule, like a bale of hay. They were property. They were shackled. They were beaten. They were tortured. They were killed with nary a consequence for those who killed them. They were lynched. Lynched mostly by Democrats or members of the KKK, which was a Democrat organization. But that, the lynchings, the beatings, the murders, was not as bad as the image of a Customs and Border Patrol agent doing his job on the border. And by the way, there's a later part of that cut where Maxine Waters says, who pays those cowboys? How stupid is this woman? I mean, truly, does she have a double-digit IQ? Number one, they're not cowboys. They're not shepherding cattle across the border. And secondly, who pays for the Customs and Border Patrol? Let me just think on that for a second. You do, Maxine Waters, you cretin. Everything in federal government is funded out of our pockets as taxpayers by Congress. Did you know that? How long has Maxine Waters been in Congress and she doesn't know who funds the Department of Homeland Security? Every single dime spent by the federal government has to be approved by the Congress. It's called the power of the purse. Not even the Senate. A president doesn't have a budget. He can't buy one paperclip for those quote-unquote cowboys until the Congress approves the budget. And who controls the budget? Who controls Congress? It is truly stunning that in a time when the Democrats have not only the White House and the Senate, but also the power of the purse that the Congress has. Who are they blaming for the images on the border? An officer of the CBP who's doing his job under the most difficult of circumstances when he has been castrated politically by his masters? No, of course it's not his fault. Who's running Customs and Border Patrol? Who do they report to? And who actually provides the political guidance, the policy? Oh, a Democrat administration. And at the top of DHS, which runs CBP, is a man called Alejandro Mayorkas. And this is a cut that I didn't get to play yesterday that I need to play for you today, given what Maxine said. And he's talking to Congress. Just think of these words as you think of the images of the third world shanty town in Del Rio created by illegal immigrants. Cut to Mayorkas.
I have been quite clear that we do have a plan to address migration at the southern border. We're executing it. It takes time and we're starting to see the results. I'd be very pleased to meet with you and discuss with you some of the tools that we have employed to actually drive the results that we saw this past month and we expect to see in the ongoing months. Those tools are not met with unanimous approval, but we are using those enforcement tools to help secure our border, which we are doing.
To quote-unquote drive the results. Isn't that delightful Washington speak? Drive what results? That 9,000 Haitians, not even from Haiti, from Chile, come to the United States illegally, dump. I've seen the photographs. The great Todd Benzman found their discarded Chilean identity cards with their photographs discarded at the border so they could hide their identity, so nobody would know that they're not coming from Chile, but they're actually from Haiti. These are the conditions with 300 women, pregnant women, under a bridge in Del Rio. These are part of your plan, Alejandro Mayorkas. He goes on to say the following, which is perhaps the biggest lie of all. Cut three.
Is the border more secure under your leadership than when you started?
Congressman, the border is secure. We're executing our plan, and I've been very clear and unequivocal in that regard.
Mr. Secretary, the question is the border more secure now under your leadership?
Congressman, it is no less secure than it was previously.
That's a lie. It's not just a lie, it's a damnable lie. More than 2 million human beings that we know of will cross onto U.S. territory illegally across the southern border by the end of the calendar year. Under the Trump administration, that was unthinkable. Absolutely unthinkable. People like Tom Homan, people like Mark Morgan secured the border. When COVID erupted, they used the national pandemic health regulations under Title 42 to immediately get people out of this country who came here illegally and who were a threat to the health of Americans. Today, more than 6,000 illegal aliens are crossing every single day onto U.S. territory that we know of. And as they are intercepted, the vast majority of them are not sent back to where they came from. They are given court appearance dates, not actual dates, just pieces of paper which say, please contact us at your earliest convenience. 93% of whom disappear into America as they are bussed across the country in vehicles you paid for. Alejandro Mayorkas is a scoundrel. Is a wicked, wicked, evil man. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that's real. Just listen to Leah's story. Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions in 8 days, I found relief only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That story should be your story. There's only one way to find out. Order your 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. 800-500-8384. Do you want to live pain-free? Find out today. 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by American Financing.
But we have a very special guest on the line, none other. Well, you know, her friends, fellow patriots, call her MTG, representing Georgia's 14th district, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Is it true you just left the floor of the House? What's going on there? Tell us, give us an update.
Yes, I did. I just walked off, and I'll have to be heading in here in a few more minutes. We're voting on amendment after amendment. Most of this is going for the NDAA. So this is one of those wild weeks where it's vote after vote. Most of them are Democrat amendments because, as you know, they usually don't take Republican amendments.
And some members of the Freedom Caucus have said that the NDAA should not be voted on by Republicans until we see certain other actions taken by the White House. What's the state of play? Is it going to go through? What's the latest number?
Well, there's a lot of us in the Freedom Caucus that are taking a stand against it. We're against drafting our daughters, drafting young women, especially when there's 17 million young men, 18 to 25, already signed up in the flex services. And our current active duty military forces are at 1.3 million. And we're not even at war. So there's no need to even be talking about drafting women. It's absolutely ridiculous. Of course, we know women are capable and they're equal, but we're just not into drafting our daughters, our wives, and don't think that that's necessary. It's another one of those erasing gender, you know, social issues. It's just
right.
Pointless.
I have to.
And then along with that, we can't trust this. How can we trust this military, the leaders especially, after they just abandoned Americans and look at what they did? They armed the Taliban. So. There's a lot to unpack there with the NDAA.
There's a lot to unpack. We're very, very excited that you could join us just for a few minutes, and I know you have to go back. Last question for you. We discussed the custom 1911 that we're issuing here at America First. Our listeners can buy them. There's only 100 left out of the 300 custom 1911s, but you're giving away a 50 cal Barrett. I want to post that. Has that already happened? What's the deadline?
Oh, no. That's going to continue on for at least another month. People can sign up at greengun.com. Don't forget, green has an E on the end. Greengun.com and sign up to win my Barrett 50 cal. I had so much fun shooting that ad. I actually made the shot from 350 yards to hit the Prius. We had
passed and the Prius exploded. We're going to post that right now. A green. Who needs a Green New Deal? You need a 50 cal. I love my Barrett 50 cal. You need a 1911 and your 50 cal. Check it out. It's green with an E on the end. Greengun.com. We got to have you back for a whole hour. Thank you for joining us. MTG just pops in because that's how much she loves you. That's how much she loves America. Follow this lady. You know where to go. It is, of course, Rep. MTG. Back with your calls here on America First. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise gun lobby. From battling the Biden administration's radical anti-gun agenda to restoring your constitutionally protected rights in the states, GOA's grassroots army, led by a friend of this show, Eric Pratt, is ready. GOA has a proud 45-year history of defending your Second Amendment rights without compromise. GOA's mission is simple: to protect, defend, and restore the Second Amendment. For just $25 a year, you can take an active role in the protection of your rights. When you join today by visiting gunowners.org/GORKA, you will receive a free gift. So help protect the Second Amendment by joining Gun Owners of America right now at gunowners.org/GORKA.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
As a homeowner, one of the worst things you can do is miss out on a lower interest rate, because a lower rate means savings of hundreds, if not potentially thousands of dollars. Take a 10-minute call with the good guys at American Financing to find out how much you can save. They have dedicated mortgage consultants who can get you a custom loan. No pressure, no upfront, no hidden fees. Just a simple conversation on how much they can save you. Could be up to $12,000 a year. Call them right now, 855-581-5828. Pre-qualify for a free call. That's 855-581-5828. Or just go to AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, MLS 182334, MLSConsumerAccess.org. Just find out how much money they could save you. What could you do with $12,000? AmericanFinancing.net. It is a peculiar situation I find myself in. I feel like I'm going back in time, because the Baron is in the studio. What a rare sighting of the Baron, giving his baronial wave to all of our viewers right now. Boris Epstein, welcome back.
The baronial pocket squares?
The baronial pocket squares. We have to have them. I'm just a duke. He's a Baron. tell me, Arizona. Let's start with Arizona.
First of all, my friend, to be fair, I was here last week. For three hours.
What were you doing then?
What chair
were you in?
The view was different.
And was the chair comfortable?
The chair was much more comfortable.
He was hosting for me, because that's who the Baron is.
And I will tell you, it was
Did you have fun?
Fun doesn't cover it. I had a blast. The audience is amazing. We had so many guests who wanted to be on. I didn't even have time for calls.
But you had a load of guests.
I think that's what I'm saying. I didn't have time for audience calls. I think we may have had 10 guests. And we had huge names. Laxalt. Bernie Kerik.
You had Rudy.
We had Rudy. Kimberly Guilfoyle.
Oh, of course we did.
We had an all-star
lineup.
Can you
connect me to that Guilfoyle lady?
Yeah.
Give me your guys will help my guys.
My people will tell you. Okay, we'll talk to Eric and Mr. G over there. Okay. But in all seriousness, it was such an honor to be here. Thank you for having me today, of course, and every time I'm here.
I tuned in twice, just in case. To make sure everything was working. High energy. The open was superb. And then I caught you, I think, in the third hour. Lots of fun. Thank you, buddy.
And then I did a two-minute wrap-up that, you know, is our usual message, right? And it's the message you and I have been sharing with the listeners, with the viewers, with the audience, of standing strong. Yeah. And it was really an honor to do so. So thank you.
Thank you for reminding me. Okay, so let's talk about Friday. It's been delayed for a month. The Arizona audit. A lot of people are losing faith. You just got off the phone with somebody. So tell us, Boris, what can we cautiously expect?
Well, you know, sources of sources. Right? So I've been staying abreast of what's going on in Arizona, really keeping a close eye on it. And here's the deal. the audit and the audit report should be the audit and the audit report. The numbers don't lie, right? The process doesn't lie. So what I want to make sure is that what we get tomorrow is the exact representation of what was found. Isn't watered down in any way. Is it got, and I'm, from what I understand, from what I'm hearing, we are going to see numbers which reflect ballots and issues which are magnitudes higher than the difference between President Trump and Joe Biden. Okay, and this so, is just Maricopa County alone.
This is Maricopa County alone. Who's doing the audit, and do we trust them?
Cyber Ninja's doing the audit, Doug Logan. Do we trust them? Yes. And I think they've shown to be good people. They've shown to be honorable people. They had never. I don't think they've done something like this before, because nobody's ever really done a full forensic audit. Nobody's ever done it before. But it's been a tough slog. It's been a and also, you got to remember, Maricopa County has done everything they can to not turn over the information. Right. And because of the DOJ's heavy-handedness, an audit's supposed to be two parts. The recount, where you count the ballots and figure out which ones are authentic or not, yeah. And a canvas.
No, hang on, stop. You're stealing my... Just oh, sorry. Stop doing my the Vulcan mind. Thing. Sorry. So this is what a pro said to me last week. He said, audits are irrelevant because you're just recounting fraudulent results. What you have is a canvas.
Right.
Now, can you explain the difference?
Sure. An audit has two parts. A recount part. A battery count, like they did in Georgia early days after the election, is let's just count every piece of paper we got,
right.
and it doesn't matter. A good
recount. So you get the same result.
A good recount, like the one that's done here, well, you count the papers, but you look at the quality of the ballots.
So you're doing a qualitative a recount.
Correct.
To see if there are issues.
Not just quantitative, very well put, not just quantitative, right. Which is numbers, but qualitative.
So if a signature doesn't match,
correct.
If something is or if there's double marked, two identical. Okay, so that's a good audit.
A qualitative audit.
Okay.
And qualitative then recount, and, then, and that was done.
And then
a canvas... is when you, because you know with the ballots where the addresses are, and how, you know who they voted for, but you know, 102 Maricopa Way in
right.
Phoenix, right? And here's two ballots. Well, the canvas is you go and you check the address, and you see whether there's a house there, whether there are people living there, is it if it says 10 ballots.
So you validate every single vote. You
correct.
Check. That must be massively expensive.
And you do it. You do spot checks. A lot of volunteers actually do it.
Okay.
But it's just like statistics, right? So you take right. a 10%, a 20% spot
and
check.
And you see percentages. Where
it is, and then it grows, right? Okay. About 20%. And again, this is an election in Arizona. And Maricopa is about 2.1 million votes.
Right.
The rest is another million votes, right? So about 3.1, 3.2 million votes in Arizona as a whole.
Right.
So this is an election that is right now separated by 10,000 votes.
And your source,
10,000 votes.
Your source has told you that in this qualitative audit, the discrepancy or the problematic ballots are more than the quote unquote Biden lead. Is that what I heard?
Correct. Magnitudes of that.
Well, that's huge.
It is huge. And again, this is what I'm hearing. This is my sources. I'm not, you know, going to get ahead of the
right.
state Senate.
If it's true, what can that trigger?
Wendy Rogers. Who you know, State Senator Wendy Rogers, right. leading the...
She's going to be on the show today.
Good. And I just literally talked to her earlier, right? She's a friend. You should ask her the question, what's next? And she will tell
okay,
you
good.
That the push to decertify is next. And you're going to have people, Democrats and some rhino Republicans, say, oh, you can never decertify. It's never going to happen. Wrong. And here's why. Under Article 2 of the Constitution, the power to conduct elections is completely,
state.
Completely reserved to state legislatures. So if a state legislature says that, hey, we've got the receipts, and here's the deal. People go, oh, they're trying to flip the election to Trump. Not necessarily. The answer is not that. The answer is if this election is inconclusive, if there are X thousand ballots that are three, four, five times more than the separation, just for Maricopa, a million. And by the way, Maricopa yeah. is probably where the cheating was the least, because Pinal, Pima, you got the counties in Arizona where there's Native Americans who, you know, usually the numbers are just outlandish, like 90-10 for Democrats.
Yeah, yeah.
Really 90-10
right,
for Democrats?
Right.
So the Native American reservations there. So, you know, if you're going to be able to say that there's definite receipts, this election was uncertifiable, then you've got to decertify.
Well, we're going to ask Wendy. She's going to be with us in the second hour.
Important.
But this is why the Baron is a regular guest and guest host, because he brings us the intelligence fresh off the grapevine. We'll continue the discussion with Boris. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Come to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Hear the latest reporting and analysis on the big stories of the day on the Daybreak Insider podcast. It's top-notch reporting from SRN News, along with the sharpest insight from Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Sebastian Gorka, and the voices of townhall.com. The Daybreak Insider podcast. It's your first look at today's top stories. Available at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, and at salempodcastnetwork.com.
On the side of the U.S. Constitution, America first.
To all of you who are hanging on, I'm going to take your calls in the break. Nancy, don't go anywhere. I love that question. But we've got to exploit him. He's in studio. He's the Baron. And if you like this show, where did that hour go, guys? Seriously, did somebody steal it? Support those that make it possible, especially Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, guaranteed for 10 years, 51 million sold. President Trump loves them. My whole team uses them. Use my name and Mike will give you up to 66% off. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A. I want to make your day for you.
Ooh,
I want to play your cut from one of your favorite people, Cut 8.
I rise in opposition to this supplemental. I will not support an effort to enable and support war crimes, human rights abuses, and violence. We cannot be talking only about Israelis' need for safety at a time when Palestinians are living under a violent apartheid system and are dying from what Human Rights Watch has said are war crimes.
I just comment for me on this, would you, Boris? Yesterday, the Democrats blocked Tom Cotton's attempt to have the Taliban designated a terrorist organization by the State Department. And there you have Rashida Tlaib saying that the use of the Iron Dome is a war crime and Israel is an apartheid state. If there's institutionalized racism in America, it's in her party.
1,000%. And we've been screaming this from the mountaintops. As a proud Jew, I will tell you that to have these rabid anti-Semites, AOC cried. I just cried on the House floor. You should get that for your next hour because of the money given to Israel. Literally,
are you serious? Cried.
So it's. And by the way, people say, "Oh, it's Rashida." It's not just Rashida Tlaib. It's not just Ilhan Omar. It is AOC, the idiot, you know, with the dress and all that. That is who today's Democrat Party is. And did you see Steny Hoyer standing up? Did you see Nancy Pelosi standing up? Is Chuck Schumer saying anything? And I will tell you, and I say this over and over again. We can't expect any better from the liberals, okay? But if the Jews in America,
the leadership,
the Steny Hoyers, the Chuck Schumers, the major names all through Democrat leadership, if they don't and
say nothing,
if they do not stand up and fight Jerry Nadler, yeah. If they don't stand up and fight back, and to those Jews, the voters, the donors. The people working, you know, there's so many people who work for liberal causes. Do not separate your Judaism, your Jewish ethnicity, and the fact that we do have a homeland in the state of Israel, the Jewish homeland, from the fact that these people who you work for, who you support, are against the Jewish people. If the Jewish people in this country do not stand up and do the right thing, we're going to have a dark day.
I'm going to say this. If you're an American Jew and you vote for the Democrats, you support anti-Semitism. Is that fair?
I think it is fair.
I think it's fair.
It's either you support anti-Semitism or you're trying to turn a blind eye to it, which may be worse.
Right.
And I will say this. I'm a proud Jew. I have family died in the Holocaust. Whoever wants to come at us, come at us. Okay. But you and I, you've been nothing but an amazing friend to the Jewish people. We know our President Trump, has been an amazing, the best ally to the Jewish people in the history of this country.
Move the embassy, yes. Recognize Jerusalem after 23 years.
Jewish Democrats better wake up.
Of presidents from both sides betraying our friends. I'm Sebastian Gorka, and he's the Baron.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.